Hello, Tavares. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Chapman? I'm doing terrific. How are you?
Outstanding. Yes, you sound good. The voice sounds outstanding. Nothing background. That's good. So we got a few minutes before we go live, okay? But I'm glad you got through. You downloaded the app real well. So very, very good. Okay, sir?
Absolutely, you got it.
Okay, so I'm gonna mute your mic. I'm gonna finish my prep. And then we'll go live very soon, okay?
Just audio or audio video?
Just audio, sir. And don't talk away from your phone. Keep it towards your mouth because you got low right there for a second. So make sure you pay attention to that. I do the same thing. I turn my head sometimes. Okay, I'm gonna mute your mic. Here we go.
Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapman, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the aha moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapman Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show. I am Hollis. Happy Friday to y'all. We all made it to Friday. That's great. And we're so thrilled to have our special influencer with us today. He's an expert in various things. I'm going to just read a little bit about what he does. It's very exciting. Our special guest is a health and transformation educator, motivational speaker, mentor, author, servant leader, energy giver, healer. I need a little bit of healing. I need that. And owner of the Body Synthesis. Let's welcome to the show a special, talented guest, Ms. Tavares A. Garrett.
Mr. Chapman, that was very nice. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, this Friday? Awesome Friday. How are you doing?
Excellent. I am refreshed, revitalized. I'm here to share my light and have a great time with you. You know, I used to live in Arizona.
Oh, nice. Okay. What part of town? I live in Tempe.
So I was in the East Valley in a town called Queen Creek, which is now known as Santan Valley.
Yeah. Nice. It's growing up real nice. It's very nice little, a very nice area. It's growing down that way. Pretty soon, East Valley will be Tucson. It'll all be connected. That's the way it's looking.
Definitely. You know? Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, before we get going with some nice questions, please tell us more about yourself and your newest book. Go ahead, sir.
So I am Tavares Allen Garrett, health and transformation educator. My journey for myself started several years ago, and I began to want to know more about myself. That's really how it happened. I started to be more inquisitive about who I am and the things that I was experiencing growing up. And so I went through a lot of things, like a lot of people, bumped my head many, many times. And then I was blessed enough and fortunate enough to find my way into sobriety. So I haven't had a drink in over 10 years. No drinking, no drugging, none of that stuff. And so I thought that was when my life would just change, and it didn't. I actually had to start putting in the real work. So when I stopped drinking, I thought everything was going to be good. And that is when I was really being forced to be faced with my demons, right? And all these bad habits. So that started a nice journey for myself. Along that journey, I found myself really just bummed out a lot, really down, low vibrations, all that stuff. And so I began writing. That's what I started to do. And along that journey, I was always in the gym. I've always been a health advocate and things of that nature. And so that was the one consistency through the whole time, even while I was drinking, even while I was drugging and partying. Yeah, that was the one consistent thing. And so I found myself in a position where once I started asking questions about myself, asking my mom, I started to really find out a lot of information, things that I probably wouldn't have found out otherwise. So I became very curious about who I am as a spirit, as a man, as my mother's son. And so I found out a lot of things. I found out a lot that happened between her and my father when I was a kid. And so a lot of that began to allow me to understand who I was, because there's a thing called generational trauma. And through that discovery, I was able to unpack so many of my own emotions and things that I got, you know, found myself being involved in. And so as I continued to dig deeper into myself, I got a team of doctors, a therapist, an EMDR therapist as well. And they helped me really unpack a lot of things that I was feeling, emotions, energy, low vibrations, certain thoughts. And so when you discover things about yourself, it can have a couple of different effects. And for me, it was a lot of, I didn't love myself a whole bunch. Yeah. I was finding things that I didn't like about myself, about my past. And so I had to really understand that I needed to understand that I am not my past. And the things that happened in my past are now reference points. So I used and have used my trauma. I've used my pain. I've used my fear to now create my career. And in doing that, it was important that I serve. That is why you have the servant leadership. Servant leadership is a huge part of the body synthesis. It's a huge part of who I am as a human being, as a spirit. Leadership character is what I feel is something that you either have or you don't. It's hard to teach that. It's like trying to teach somebody how to care.
You know, they either do or they don't, right? So with leadership character, I found myself in a position where I wanted to be more serving, more giving. I wanted to use my pain, my fear, my experiences, my journey. And that's what brought me to where I am currently. I started off with Kissed by the Wind. It's volume 1, 2, and 3. When that happened, Kissed by the Wind, by the way, Hollis, was, that was me writing during the darkest times of my life.
Wow.
That's what that was. Kissed by the Wind wasn't Kissed by the Wind when it was being written.
Yeah.
Kissed by the Wind was pain. It was tears. It was screaming. It was darkness. It was moments alone, isolated for hours. That's what Kissed by the Wind really is. Volume 1, if you read through the poems, you start to understand the journey I'm on. Volume 2 is me coming out of the journey, but I'm still stumbling. I've fallen, but I've gotten back up. Volume 3 is me coming out, and now I'm on the other side. The latest book, I like that too, is a book of inspirational quotes. And this is a part of a trilogy as well.
Yeah.
I chose that title because I'm always talking about things that I like. and so when I hear things, I say, hey, I like that. So that is pretty much how the book came about. But it was really about feeling worthy, right? It was about not feeding in to the familiar thoughts. And we all have them, for all the people listening. Yes. For all of Hollis's listeners, we all have them. We've all have these thoughts that are associated with memories in our past. And these thoughts have a way of getting in the way. They have a way of stalling or stopping or pausing us from going after our dreams, our visions. Fear. Fear has that same power, right? But we give fear that power. We give it that power. Fear doesn't just walk up and say, hey, I want to stop you and I want to get in the way of your dreams. No. We have been conditioned, and a lot of this, again, by generational trauma, right? We've learned it from our friends, our family, our aunties, our uncles, and we see them react or respond. There's a difference. We see them react or respond to certain things. And we've seen people react, and then what we do? We mimic that. We model that behavior. And so for anyone out there right now, I say this, a part of me getting out of my own way was me acknowledging the fear that I was feeling in the moments that I was feeling them. See, when we avoid fear and we try to detour fear, we are just simply avoiding the inevitable. And remember, we are internalizing this for ourselves. So we are thinking this, by the way, everybody. We're thinking this. We are creating. We're manifesting. As long as we're thinking, we are creating. And so when we worry about our problems, we're also living in the past. And a lot of us wake up in the morning, and what's the first thing we do, Hollis? We start to worry about what we have to do.
Yes.
What we didn't do yesterday, what we missed, how much time we'll have today to get this and that done. So we've already created a disadvantage for ourselves, and we haven't even gotten out of the bed yet. A lot of us are still laying in the bed with these thoughts already. We've already looked at our phone. One thing I've done, Hollis, is I've made it an intentional practice to not look at my phone for at least the first hour.
Good for you.
Right? I'm up at 4 in the morning. I'm in the gym by 5. I'm out by 7. That's my 6-day-a-week routine.
Yes.
On top of that, meditation ends each workout session. I stretch in the morning before the session. I stretch after. My body's constantly, I'm constantly in a space where I want to either fight, flight, or freeze. That is because I come from a very violent history as a child. My mother and my father had a very physically violent relationship. He tried to kill her in 1977. I was born in 1975. My mother took myself and my sisters away from him on her last opportunity to break free. She had to leave us with him to go get help. Mind you, at the time, this is 77.
Yes.
He is a captain at the San Francisco Fire Police Fire Department, and she is a officer at the San Francisco Police Department.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and back then, domestic violence, they turned a blind eye to it. It wasn't really a thing back in the 70s or even before that. So she was having to navigate with four children, leaving him in 77, taking off and going south to a city by the name of San Jose, which is where we all know that's the home of the .com. That's the home of Silicon Valley.
Yes.
So my mother took us there. And so that's where, like, I planted roots. But as time went on, again, I fell into a lot of things, life, emotions. We moved over 36 times, Hollis.
Wow.
So for anybody out there, I just want to pause real quick. And I want you guys to kind of just allow that to kind of take in, to land on you. Because moving 36 times, one of the biggest issues that I have had over my course of my life is the issue of abandonment and instability. And so for anybody who thinks where they come from has a lot to do with why you can or cannot do something, I'm here to let you know that is so not true.
Yeah.
I was on the bus at 5 a.m. at 12 years old, taking the bus across town. It's interesting, Hollis. You know, you hear you hear your parents tell these stories to you when you're a kid. And you're like, that just sounds, how would you walk 3-4 miles to school? Yeah. But I'm going to let you know, now that I look at my own story and I share some of my details with you and the listeners, I hear my mom. I hear the same story because that's what life was like. So a large part of my life, Hollis, I've had to operate from a place of survival. So for anybody who understands the mindset of someone who's operating from a space of survival, here's what I could share with you. Everything's about surviving. Everything that I had to do was about surviving. Everything that I had to understand about not allowing myself to get comfortable. We didn't get comfortable because, again, we moved 36 times. So it was hard to get comfortable at school. Yeah. It was hard to get comfortable at my friend's house. It was hard to get comfortable on a basketball team at a school that I went to because we moved so much. There were many times where I got pulled out of school in the middle of the school year. Mm. So this happened throughout my childhood. It was like a regular thing. My mother was working her hardest to keep us out of bad neighborhoods that had bad influences. But here's the thing. We had already been influenced by the people who were also there to protect us as well. Mm. See, what people don't quite understand is when we are parents and we have our children, when the baby is in utero, when the baby's in the belly in utero, that's when the infrastructure is being designed. That's when the nervous system is being designed. I mean, literally, that's why when people talk about play music around pregnant women, put the headphones on the belly, play some Mozart. That's because literally what the baby is hearing, what they are feeling is actually being used to create their nervous system.
Wow.
All of those vibrations, all of those energies, all that neuroplasticity that's taking place is happening in utero. And where is all that sound coming from? The world around them. Yeah. So as I grow up, I go through things. I have feelings, emotions. I have a girlfriend at a young age. I tried to commit suicide because I was in fear of losing the relationship. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. I think about it now. It still shakes me.
Hold that thought right there.
You got it.
You know, I got to say, you got me fired up, pumped up. No wonder you're such a great motivational speaker. That's unbelievable. And thank you for sharing with that personal stuff because it's so important. Just like you said, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions about that.
Sure.
Why is it so important to write? Why is it so important to put brand your book? Because you just sit there and told us why it's so important to write, you know, helping yourself out and stuff like that. But I got to ask you this, with all that trauma around your life. Oh, before that too.
Yes.
As a parent.
Yes.
And I'm sure your mama is so proud of you right now. So I'm proud of you. And your mama is so proud of you. So that's good for you right there. But as we go on, you say how to build self-worth with a book. I want you to talk about that. How do we build self-worth with a book?
By being transparent. Imagine there's a future version of you. Visualization is a very powerful tool. And I mean that. I think sometimes people hear me say that and they think it's some type of ploy. It is not. It's not a gimmick. It's not a ploy. It's not a game. It's none of that. When you see yourself, you can be what you see. So when it came to writing the book, when it came to that, creating that worthiness, Hollis, it came from first being transparent with myself, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Getting familiar with the uncomfortable, getting familiar with the awkwardness. That is what began. I knew I had information inside of me. I wanted to get it out. And that's why it started off as poetry. That's what it started as. But it also started off as a get, as an escape. Remember, Kissed by the Wind wasn't Kissed by the Wind. It was me expressing the pain that I was feeling. So first, we have to acknowledge our pain. Be willing to be transparent about it, right? Visualize it. Once you can see what you want to do, once you can see yourself literally writing the book or whatever it is that you want to do, you now have given yourself permission. You've given yourself permission to imagine and to think and to dream, because we got to see ourselves. And then you plan it. You plan it. What I did was I kept notes. Everywhere that I went, I kept notes. I have my notes app in my phone, and it is logged with an obscene amount of notes. Not only notes from books that I've written, but notes from books that I'm all that I myself are writing, notes from books that I've read, both auditorially and then, of course, visually. It comes from, I have notes from conversations that I've had with some of the most brilliant minds that have come across my journey so far. So I'm constantly a student of life. To anyone out there, here's what I will say. Take notes. Yes. Take notes. Take notes. Take notes. Because the cool thing is that once you look back on all these beautiful notes, you now have your blueprint. You have your blueprint. Now you just got to formulate it. You got to format it, excuse me. So then when you're going through this process, you start to reveal, I'll speak for myself, I started to reveal a lot more about myself. The deeper and deeper I went within myself, I had to cry, Hollis. Hmm. I had to go there. I had to face dark corners of my mind. I had to reveal pieces of myself that I had put away because of shame or shade. I had to go back and get those pieces, Hollis.
Yes.
I had to go back and get those, because how can I come whole? How can I become whole with pieces of me missing? So writing the book allowed for me to give it a platform. It allowed for me to give it a name. It allowed for me to give it a space that I could say, you know what? This is where I could put all this stuff. This is where I could put it, right here. And in writing everything, Hollis, and in editing, I was able to go back, and it was really interesting because reading everything that I had written, because mind you, I hadn't gone back and read everything that I had wrote since I had written it. So I'm just going through putting all the poems in the book. And once I had the book formatted, I looked down and I have Kissed by the Wind. And the title was just, I felt it was just spot on, because that is what it felt like a lot of the time when I would come out on the other side. And again, for all the listeners, thank you guys so much for listening to the Hollis Chapman Show. This man is a gem. It became so empowering, freedom. It was freedom. It was freedom. I came out the other side. When we go through, look, when we want things, a lot of the things that we want in life are going to be attached to some very tough decisions that we have to make in order to get to the other side. We have to make those decisions, period. So when we ask for things, when we want things, when we visualize things, understand everybody, maybe not every time, but a lot of the time, what we want is going to be attached to something that may or may not call for us to face something difficult.
So you mentioned in your bio stuff about, you know, self-worth and writing your book. Also, the fastest way to write a book. I want you to talk about that, because I've had authors on here who's taken a month, years to write their books, and bless their hearts, they kept the motivation to keep on doing it. But you have your thoughts as how to write the book quickly. How do we do that?
Writing the book quickly, I believe, again, comes from taking those notes, understanding the direction of the book where you want to go. Now, when I write a book, it's not coming just from pain. Now I'm coming from excitement. Now I'm coming from motivation. Now I'm coming from an education standpoint as a transformation educator and leader. Now I'm able to be even more intentional because I've come through the pain. So write your notes. Create your framework is number two. You got to create the framework in the format. Number three, get somebody to be your proofreader. right? Someone who likes you, someone who adores you, but not someone who's afraid to tell you if what you're writing is not connecting with him. Okay. Number four, make sure what you're writing, you feel. I feel like if you feel it, it's going to come out of you like water. That's why I said this is a part of that quicker process. It took me a matter, when I wrote the second volume or the third volume, it took me, I did that in 45 days because I immersed myself in the previous two books. So number five step is immerse yourself in what it is you are going to write about. Meaning, if you were going to write a book on Spanish, I would say be around your Spanish-speaking friends. I would say do all you can to speak Spanish every day. Go on your phone, get your Google Translator. Make sure that you have that set to where you have to speak Spanish every day. I'd even say go get a newspaper every single day that you have to read, that you have to just read it. Pronounce all the words. Because to immerse yourself is to become one with that opportunity. I feel like a lot of the people that I've talked to who also write books, when we powwow and we brainstorm, and we share a lot because we love to share and we love to help each other. This is something that I come across a lot. They say, Tavares, hey, how do you just stay with the subject matter like that? For me, I've already been visualizing what I want the book to be. I've already seen the color of the book. So again, I'm going to say visualization, that's like the top of it all, because it helps us to really internalize what it is we want this project or projects to be. I already have the other two books already in my head. It's already there. And I've already created the covers for them. So I do things that will also lead me in the direction of completion. Right? I take certain steps that are intentional. For example, when I get up in the morning, my wife and I, after I get home from the gym, we have two Frenchie twin dogs and we have an 18-year-old Chihuahua named Armani, right? So you can imagine, and he's an older guy, so he moves a little slower, but the younger two are 36 weeks. So you could imagine how crazy it could get if I allow it. So what do? I plan ahead. I plan ahead. I don't wait. I plan ahead. So when it comes to even just creating the book, the concept, ladies and gentlemen, please also prep, plan ahead, give yourself space to operate, set dates, intentional times, Saturday, 12 to 3, I'm going to write here. I'm going to create the cover. Maybe you don't have nothing to write about, but maybe you see the cover. Go on the Canva. Create the cover.
Hey, Tavares, hold on 1 second. We got a guest who wants to call and ask a question. Absolutely. I would love to have her or him say something to you because this is how good you are. You sit there and get the emotions for people to call in. So this doesn't happen very often. So I want to make sure they ask the question.
Oh, go ahead, Poet. Thank you.
Poet, you hear me? Let's see, do I do it right? Shoot.
See? Yeah, there he is.
Poet?
Yes, hello.
Hi, yes, please. Ask the question. Speak to Tavares. He's awesome, isn't he? Go ahead, ma'am.
Hey, Poet.
Okay. This is Poet Abigail. Yeah, I agree to what you are saying because I encountered such a situation where I had the poems written down and I was wondering how I would come bring it to light. So during the COVID era, I encountered one friend who linked me up to a white man who had links where I could publish most of my works.
Okay.
Well, was that a question? How to publish your links? Is that it?
I think that was a question.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
What you can do is you can actually go on to Amazon Publishing will help you do that. And this is a free service that Amazon offers called Amazon Publishing. And they have an app called Kindle Create. And on Kindle Create, it is set up to help you with not only fonts, placement, spacing, your forewords. It gives you all of the content to build the book itself. So I would definitely suggest going there. And here's the cool thing. It doesn't cost any money. And when you're done and you publish it, your book is going to be published onto Amazon Books. So that is a life hack right there. I'm happy to share that because that's how I started. I was looking around and I wanted to remember when something is inside of you and that passion is so strong and you feel that energy and you know it has to come out, you're going to find a way to get it out. You're going to find a way because it's your energy. So Abigail, thank you for that question. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you.
Yes, thank you very much for doing that. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for liking our special guest. He's awesome. Like I said, motivation, you get some tips. You got to follow up with him because he'll definitely help you out. Before we continue, please tell us, sir, where do we go after the show to learn more about you? Because your website's beautiful. And get your book. Where do we go?
Thank you. Well, you go right there. You go to thebodysynthesis.com and you click on the link, the Body Synthesis store link, which is right there when you go to the site. That'll take you over to some of the new books. We have PFO, which is Permission, Flexibility, and Options. That's the PFO method. We also have Guide to a Better Mind. And then we have Guide to a Better Body. And then we also have some other ones coming up. But those three specifically, those three books that are there right now at the Body Synthesis store are exclusive to your listeners, Hollis, for them to listen, because I really wanted to I wanted to be more intentional. And so I haven't released those books just yet on Amazon, but they are going to be. But right now, for all of your listeners, they can head on over to thebodysynthesis.com, spelt traditional spelling, click on the Body Synthesis store link, and that will take you right into the Body Synthesis store where you can go ahead and order some of those books. And again, we have more to come. We have a guide to a better nutrition and a guide to a better spirit. So be on the lookout for two more books. I'm working hard, man. And the thing about writing, Hollis, your own book, people have heard the analogy, you know, once you get one tattoo, you want to get another one. Well, I'm going to say this. Once you write your first book and once you publish that first book, you want to write another one.
There you go.
Because what you realize is that you have awakened a part of you that is so pure. It is so genuine. It is so authentic. It just wants to pour into people. Hollis, that is what I want to do now. I want to pour into people. That's all I want to do.
You know, Tavares, I got to ask you because, again, I know you're a pure writer, but yeah. I want this is an elephant in the room. What's your thoughts on AI helping with writing? Real quickly, go ahead.
Real quick, AI is cool. Use the right way. Look, AI is definitely going to save you some time. I get that for sure. AI, if you're looking to find, like, if you want to rewrite something, AI, I believe, is great for that. I believe that you got to bring your thoughts to AI. That is how I think AI will work better for the individual. AI, we all know this. For every good thing it can do, there's going to be a bad thing it can do, or there's going to be someone who's going to be ready to exploit that bad thing. So when it comes to AI, make sure, I believe, be mindful of what you're using it for. Don't try to manipulate the system. The systems are in place for a reason, right? So work within the system, work within the boundaries. I feel like if it's used the right way, it could save somebody or somebody's, a team, a whole bunch of time to create. But, you know, I'm old school like that. Everything that I've built, that I've created, look, I'm old school like that. And that's the thing about people, human beings, spirits. Right? I believe I'm a spirit having a human experience. That's just my belief about myself. The way I look at death is even interesting. Life and death are different for me than most of my friends. When I think about death, I think about death to the experience, not so much of the life. In other words, the infant version of me has already died. The toddler version of me has already died. The adolescent, junior, et cetera, has already died. Just death to the experience. Not death to the person, because if you understand about thermodynamics, and the first law of thermodynamics is energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but simply changed into different forms. And if you believe that spirits are energy and people, we know us as energy, and we're like, you break us down and we're molecules and atoms and we're 80 to 85% water, well, then you understand that people, us, we are masses of energy. And life is one big energy field. So with my belief in that space right there, I'm like, well, hey, if I'm a spirit having a human experience, then I've been here for a while. So when it's my time to go, it's not really my time to go. It's just the experience of Tavares is over.
Wonderful.
That's it.
So Tavares, let me ask you this about your books and about our books. You said how books can contribute to the holistic health and transformation space. Now, I've heard your story. I know how books help you. Let's kind of give us the listeners and express to them how books can help transform us going forward.
Books can help transform because books, whether it's a book that you're writing or reading, right? So whether you're the author or the reader, in life we're either the participator or the observer, right? And that changes. It's very fluid, right? And so absolutely, books, being in that space, it allows you to think more about you. It allows you to understand how you internalize energies and vibrations and frequencies. And I'll speak for myself. It allowed me to get closer to myself, to get familiar with myself, to stop looking for validation outside of myself. I stopped looking for validation in the world, the external world. Each of us should be validating ourselves in the morning with Tavares' famous mirror talk. You go into the mirror, you look at yourself, you observe yourself. Maybe you have nothing to say. That's okay. Look at yourself. Marvel at your features. Take them in. Appreciate yourself. Smile at yourself. And when you do have something to say, be transparent. Be kind. Love yourself up. Talk yourself up and in, not down and out.
Yes.
This is the time to love on yourself. See, and then once you've loved on yourself, I call that being armed. Now you've armed yourself. Now you've validated yourself. Now we go outside. Now we go out into the world. Now we handle our business. See, I'm not worried about my boss validating me with a pat on the back. It's cool, but I don't need it. Because I've already taken a step early in the morning when I got up. I was intentional about my personal growth. When we are intentional about our personal growth, there are things that we will do. And in order for us to do new things, we have to raise our standards, period. And in order to raise the standards, well, we got to do different things every day. We can't do the same thing, expect new results, Hollis. It's not going to work. So that is how I look at a book. A book has allowed me to be very honest with myself, very transparent, and allows me to show up to myself.
Yes.
Because the book is so, it's genuine in nature. You have to be patient to read a book. You have to sit down to read a book. You have to practice stillness, which is what I call meditation as well, as breath work. So it's conditioning because a book is about control. You got to sit down and control yourself.
Beautiful. Before we get to the final comment, tell us again, where do we go after the show, the follow-up new with the great website, your great story, you look awesome.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Where do we go after the show?
Thebodysynthesis.com. That's where you go. Everything is there. I have a lot of more speaking engagements coming up. I'm on a speaking tour right now called Elevate 2024. And that's exactly what it's about. It's about elevating everywhere that I go, touching lives, changing lives, spirits, helping people to wake up that giant inside of them. We all have it. And to show up to life. Don't let life show up to you. Show up to it. Show up to the day. Don't let the day show up to you. That's when we become frustrated, when the day smacks us right in the face. But if you show up to the day, well, then now you get to do more to be involved with the narrative of the day.
Beautiful. Hey, Tavares, we're going to add this show to our TV channel, Roku and Amazon Fire TV. Have you ever thought about putting their stuff on TV? Because we're going to jump the gun and put your stuff on TV for us after the show tonight. And so we're excited. But I think this should be on TV, streaming somewhere. And so we'll get you started. We'll put it on there tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, there are. We actually have been approached by a network, our TV network in the Bay Area, California, about streaming some things. And I've already been in that, like, I've already been thinking about this. And again, real quick, Hollis, one thing about leaders, everybody, we see the future.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to see the future. I want you guys to all have dreams so big it makes other people uncomfortable. That's big. I want you to dream, everybody. I want you to dream big, okay? It's okay. It's okay. You got this.
Beautiful. That's a great final thought. So I don't need to ask you that. You just gave us a great final thought, sir. Awesome. Hey, this is a great way to end the week is with you. We thank you so much.
Thank you, Hollis.
Thank you so much for sharing with us today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Let me see if I can get this right here. I want to give a little standing ovation for you.
Oh, man.
There you go. You're awesome. You got me fired up for the rest of the weekend. Man. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to send some stuff on TV for you. You've been beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. Thank you. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too, Mr. Chapman. Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend. I love you. Have a great day. TheBodySynthesis.com.
Bye-bye. Now, if that didn't get you fired up, I don't know what's going to get you fired up for the weekend, okay? What a great, great, great show. He was awesome. And that's what we like. You know, that's what we like. I love the point where he says, because I do this, especially days of shows, I do this. I get myself ready, look in the mirror, just getting ready to go. You know, I'm getting there this morning. I got a great show today. Before we even met, I knew we were going to have a great show. I'll get myself ready to go. I'm putting this and doing that. Ready. I get there 2 hours before it's showtime, getting things ready to go. And he took it from there. I did so little, but it was awesome. One of the best shows ever with our man, you know? But I was prepared. I looked in the mirror as I was brushing my teeth, getting ready, practicing this, getting ready for that. And that's what, man, he's so right. He's right on the money about getting prepared for the day. That's what you should do, okay? That's what you should do. Make sure you follow up with Tavares, okay? As I said, his website is awesome, easy to navigate. You know, you do great things with it. I want to thank Poet for dropping in, saying hello. You know, most people don't do that, so her doing that, awesome. She gave him some great points. That's awesome. Very happy. Okay. Hey guys, you have a great weekend. See you tomorrow. We have a Saturday show tomorrow because we're getting so booked up. We had a third one on Saturday. That's okay. Let's end some music. Listening, make sure you follow up. We'll post this later on today so you can go to our website, social media sites, and listen to Tavares. It's a world worth a listen, okay? Make sure you get that done. The show went long today, but again, if you go long, that means the guest was outstanding, all right? Make sure you check it out. See us tomorrow on the Hollis Chapman Show. And as always, I'll see you next time.